since that time, I have listened to a broadcast by Daryl and Eric Hoffschmidt. It's very interesting to listen to the two of them. They seem to feed on one another, and they were calling for the drowning of these rats, and I guess that includes me, and that includes the people from Wing TV, and all sorts of other people. Mark Farrell, who's produced some outstanding videos on the Zionist problem, on historical revisionism. Mark Glenn, a good, decent Christian Arab-American who's been an outspoken critic of Israel. David Duke has come under fire from Daryl Bradford Smith and Eric Hoffschmidt. They have actually suggested on their website that David Duke believes that Osama bin Laden was behind the attack on America. And nothing could be further from the truth. I sat beside David Duke in Moscow. David's an old friend of mine. I sat beside David Duke in Moscow several years ago, a couple months after 9/11, and watched him, watched an amazing brain at work, writing off the top of his head an extended essay full of detailed citations, dates, newspapers, publications about the role of Israel in 9/11. I saw this man write it off the top of his head, folks. There's very few people I know that have a phenomenal memory like that. And I saw David Duke write his rough draft and then stand up and give a phenomenal speech before an international audience right there in Moscow, and to the great applause of those in attendance, saying that Israel was behind the 9/11 terrorist attacks. And yet, Daryl Bradford Smith and Eric Hoffschmidt suggest that David Duke actually believes that Osama bin Laden was behind it. What is their basis for making such an outrageous accusation? They make it because David Duke started off one of his essays, "If Osama bin Laden was behind 9/11. Now, of course, they link to that essay, and if you read through it, it's very, very clear that David Duke does not believe that Osama bin Laden was behind 9/11.